We're the home of Big Z Sports, 99.9 WTUZ. Good evening and welcome to the Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. We'll take a closer look at some of our local schools and what they do in their communities. Our program is brought to you by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Now, let's join the crew from Big Z Sports.
Welcome into the WTUZ Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. I'm Joe Geckler, along with Eric McElroy. Week 6 of the high school football season. Wow, week 6 already.
Still feels like summertime, though.
It does. Till tomorrow, and then yeah. It feels like fall, finally. But, we got a big show tonight. We welcome in the Garraway Pirates, the 3-2 Garraway Pirates, to the show. We will talk to head coach Jason Wallach coming up next segment about his team's season so far. And he also brought his four captains with him, senior offensive lineman Ryan Allshire, senior linebacker Dylan Donaldson, junior wideout Brady Winters, and junior linebacker Corey Stress.
We'll only have to go over those names about the 3 or 4 more times for me, so we're good.
It's all right. It's guys we've talked about all year. So
yeah, I'm horrible with names.
Well, we're going to recap week 5 of last Friday night. We're going to run down the scoreboard, some takes from our thoughts and what we thought of week 5, and of course talk about our player of the week and hats off from last week, Eric.
Yeah, we'll start with our game of the week last week, Joe. Ridgewood versus Strasburg. The Generals won at 49-26. Quarterback Colton Alexander, after a rough week the week prior, had a good game, 244 passing yards and 3 touchdowns. Ridgewood, Joe, kind of ran away with that game in the third quarter, though.
They did. It was close at halftime. Ridgewood got a pick 6 and another turnover and kind of ran away with the game there in the start of the third quarter. So Ridgewood did what they needed to do to win. Now they get ready for Indian Valley.
Yeah, what are they, 4-1?
4-1.
John Slusser, though, he doesn't always seem too impressed, though, with this squad, Joe.
Small victory. That's what we're looking for, small victories. And here's the bottom line. Through it all the things I say, we are 4-1. So good for my kids and good for them that they keep finding a way.
He mentioned small victories. Well, they have 4 big victories so far this year. They'll try to keep it rolling. Strasburg, they had a tough time in that game. Really, Justin Stropke was the only guy who did much for him, 140 yards, 35 carries, and a touchdown.
Yeah, Justin has kind of been their workhorse a little bit this year. 2-3 on the season is Strasburg. But, they've been in every game. It seems something's happened in every game to let it get away from them. But Ridgewood, they're playing well right now.
And Talmadge, they beat Dover. Dover went on the road, couldn't get a victory, 28-21. The final, Joe, we mentioned it in the podcast, really ever since that Lake game. Dover, they've been struggling ever since. And yeah, a key injury, though.
Yeah, key injury, but they're struggling to find their offense. I think their defense is struggling as well to stop the run. Akronese kind of took it to them. Talmadge did the same last week. But getting Dre Hess back last week, I don't know if he's 100%, but they do have their work cut out this week for them. But Dre Hess definitely needs to be back for that offense to be successful.
Yeah, Dover falls to 3-2. New Philadelphia, their first road trip of the season, taking on the defending state champions, Canton Central Catholic. They beat them by 2 touchdowns, 35-21. Kai Crothers, finally, as we haven't said his name much this year, Joe, defenses have been keying on him, though, all year long.
Yeah, like Coach Dennison said in our postgame, Kai really came through, got the tough yards for him last week, 3 big touchdowns. He was my Hats Off Award winner last week, was Kai Crothers, 3 big touchdowns for the senior.
Yeah, he mentioned he gets the tough yards for him there too, Joe. He mentioned also 4 quarters is finally what he feels his Quakers were able to play on Friday.
You go in the Canton Central Catholic, it's going to be a dogfight for 4 quarters, so our kids came up and we fought hard for 4 quarters, and then anytime you go up to Stark County, you know, you nothing's given to you in Stark County when you go up north. You gotta earn everything, and our kids really did that and played real hard.
And the next game we'll look at, Claymont over Sandy Valley, 46-7. Taryn Harris had another big game, Joe. 2 passing touchdowns and 1 rushing touchdown.
Yeah, Taryn's playing well for Claymont right now, and their defense is actually playing really well as well. But Taryn Harris kind of helps that offense go with the threat to throw the ball. He likes to throw it around. Of course, Dakota Bunning and Xavier Woods in the backfield running the ball for him. But their defense, man, they've played well the last 4 weeks since that new Philadelphia game.
Yeah, you mentioned their defense. So did head coach Thomas Lasecki after the game on Friday night.
You know, those are the guys that are veterans. They're the ones that have been playing for us for a while. And, again, we're pretty athletic in the second level and the third level, and they make plays. And it's been fun. you know, watch them. But, you know, next week with Garraway, we're going to have our hands full. I don't know if it's going to be a 6 point. If our defense gives up 6 points next week, it's going to be happy times here in the Twin Cities. But we've got a lot of work ahead of us before that.
Yeah, that defense last week, Joe, the Mustangs defense only gave up 97 total yards to Sandy Valley.
Yeah, but you know what? Sandy Valley's struggling a little bit. They're battling some injuries. So, you know, they'll be back. Brian Gamble will get them going. But when you battle injuries, it's tough to keep your offense going. But Sandy Valley, not a bad program, not a bad team. They just have had some injuries.
And you heard Coach Lasecki there mention Garraway. Coach Wallach over here listening intently with those headphones on. We'll move on to the next game. The same final as the previous game we just mentioned, Indian Valley over Buckeye Trail, 46-7. Joe, the Braves, the hottest team in the area right now.
I think dating back
to last year, they went 4-1 to close out the year.
Absolutely. Going back to last year and then this year, absolutely. I think New Philly's right there with them, even though, you know, New Philly had a loss in the playoffs, but they lost to the state champs.
Yes.
So, but Philly's playing well. I think Indian Valley, pound for pound, Indian Valley's probably the best team in the area.
The tandem of Caden Hostetler and Cade Williams really carrying Indian Valley. But Coach always mentions their offensive line too, Joe.
Yeah, they're very good up front. One thing he does worry about is penalties. He had a lot of those last week, and I think Coach knows that he has to shore that up a little bit.
It's like we playing this out, Joe. He mentioned the mistakes that they made last week, and they can't continue to have them.
We got to fix that. That can't happen. I mean, too many penalties, you know, and obviously we think some of them weren't penalties. You know, our kids play hard and block the whistle, and sometimes, you know, officials won't see it part of the play, but, you know, there were some, and we definitely got to fix that because we had some drive killers tonight that could have cost.
Indian Valley moves to 5-0. Also, Bridgeport, they beat Conanton Valley 56-14. East Canton over Tuskegee Valley, 29-10, the final. East Canton had a bunch of yards in that game, 361 total yards, 233 on the ground. Ethan Love, the only touchdown for Tuskegee Valley, and they really only had 119 total yards of offense. Tough game for him.
Yeah, Spider Miller's doing a great job at East Canton, though. He has that team going. He has that program rolling. They're going to give a lot of people fits, big school, small school. I don't care who they play. They're giving you a lot of problems.
Joe, a team that got their first win on Friday night, the West Holmes Knights, 56-20 over Madison.
So happy for Coach Gardner to finally get his win. He's been in every game. Really was in the Philly game early. Philly pulled away late. You know, West Holmes has played very, very well. I mean, I asked him when we talked to him, I said, you know, it's been a trying year for you. But, you know, he also mentioned that they're doing exactly what he wants them to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, you guys say trying. I say that we're accomplishing what we need to accomplish. We've played four very high-quality football programs the first 4 weeks of the season. These kids never quit. We talk about how we're building the program, and our kids are building it brick by brick. And the amount of investment that we're getting from these kids, and the foundation of a program they're building is something that's real and it's going to be lasting. And we're just really excited that our kids went out and finally played a full four quarters of football and came away with a pretty dominating win.
Yeah, they're building on that win, and you know their quarterback Bridger Klein had a decent game, helped him, was a game manager, got him the win, 137 yards, 3 touchdowns. To lead him to that victory last week. He was our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week.
He sure was.
Was Bridger Klein. So good to see West Holmes get on the board with a W. They've got a few tough games left, so we'll see how much momentum they can keep going.
Marlington over Carrollton by 120-19. Steubenville beat USO 55-20. Steubenville and Dover will do battle this week. Fairless over Loudonville in double OT, 35-29. And Joe, I still don't have the score from the Saturday game, New Cumberstown and TCC.
41-8 TCC.
Right on.
Yes.
There you have it. And of course, later on this week, Friday night, don't forget about our Big Z Sports Show.
We have one of those this week? Oh, man.
Yeah, well, don't forget about it each and every single week. One game I did leave out, that's for a very important reason. The Garraway Pirates over Malvern last week, 43-12. And we'll not only dive into that game, but look back towards, you know, how the season's gone for Garraway so far, Joe.
Yeah, we will. We'll do that coming up after this timeout. Don't forget, if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can like our page, WTUZ, Big Z Sports. Follow us on Twitter, at @Big_Z Sports. It's like SportsCenter on Friday nights, guys. You can go there to those pages, our Facebook, Twitter. You see highlights from games all over there. You don't get it anywhere else, but you can go to our Twitter page, our Facebook page. You see highlights from Garraway, from Ridgewood, from Indian Valley, from Sandy, from Philly, from Dover. Everywhere we have somebody, we will have highlights on those pages. So make sure you check it out. And of course, our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399.
You mentioned we're getting ready to talk to Coach Wallach. Guys, if you want to send in a question for Coach, you can do so there on our Weaver Appliance text line. Yeah, be ready over there, Coach. 330-339-9399, like Joe mentioned.
Like you just said, we're going to talk to the head football coach of the Garraway Pirates, Jason Wallach, coming up after this on Z Country 99.9.
You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
This is Jason Wallach, Garraway head football coach. You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Show. The Extra Point Edition presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. It's like he did that live. Did you hear
famous.
The wind?
He's famous.
Yeah, we have the window open in here. And
Coach Lesser wanted royalties on that. You're not going to be like that, are you, Coach?
We are back on the Big Z Sports Show, the Extra Point Edition, brought to you by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, Chris is not here tonight. Chris on Simon and Eric
Come on,
McElroy.
Joe. Come on, Joe.
Big thank you to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek for the food tonight. I know the guys have
pounded. Hope the boys got enough to eat.
I think all the pizza's gone, maybe a little bit left.
So I set some aside.
I think the parlor sub is gone. I know I saw Coach eating a little bit of that and maybe a piece of pizza. But
good deal.
We are going to welcome in Garraway head football coach Jason Wallach. And Coach, thanks for making the trip down here. And I know it's a big prep week for you. And Swiss Fest, lots going on in Sugar Creek this week. But let's rewind. Let's go back to August. And if your mind goes back that far, and let's talk a little bit about week one. And we'll recap the season a little bit. Obviously, a tough loss at Dalton, 47-14. Your team, they're really good, though. Number one in the state in Division 7. So good team. But you guys went up there and battled and just fell short.
Well, we didn't fall short. They took it to us for four quarters. And, you know, I was very pleased with our kids and their effort all the way till the end. We got two late fourth quarter touchdowns, and it was a game of inexperience against a game of experience, and they definitely exposed some of our weaknesses. And you know, I think our coaching staff has done a great job of making some adjustments and moving some kids around a little bit from that game. But that's why you play those teams. You know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, and they're a very good football team. And you know, like I said, they exposed us, and it helped us make some changes, which I think is going to make us a better football team in the long run.
There was a quote that you told me at practice that following week that really has stuck in my head all season, that you know, you said they had 20 returning starters to varsity and you guys had 18 first-time starters on your varsity squad. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it was. Like I said, it was an inexperienced versus an experienced team, and it definitely showed.
Coach, we'll skip ahead to week two then. You guys were able to get back on track. You defeated Riverview. The final was 34-6. One word you mentioned throughout the whole year was respond, and your team certainly did that week two.
Yeah, we were very pleased with the way we did respond. Like I said, we made a couple changes there after week one, and you know, no disrespect to Riverview, but we weren't playing the number one team in the state either. So, but we responded very well. It was a big concern of ours of how our young kids would respond, and we did. We turned around, responded well. We flew around and have gotten better each week.
You know, you had a nice game out of your sophomore wideout, Matt Mullen, that game, 32 yards plus 74 yards through the air and a touchdown. He also blocked a punt and recovered in the end zone. So a big game out of young kids really helps build confidence.
Yeah, I think we're starting 11 sophomores right now, and Matthew is one of those guys. I believe we only start two guys both way, and he's one of those kids, and he's going to be a very special football player. He's done a great job for us. One of those kids who just continues to get better each week, and you find different ways to utilize him, you know, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. He's doing a tremendous job for us.
Coach, you said all those sophomores, how many again?
I believe we have 11.
What are some of the positives and then negatives of having such a young squad, Coach?
The positive is you've got them for two or three more years, depending if they're juniors or sophomores. In fact, we're starting two freshmen right now, too, that have done tremendous jobs for us, has stepped into big roles for us, and Braden Yoder offensively and Garrett Hirschberger defensively. You know, the positive there is you've got those two kids for three more years. You know, you've got sophomores, Matt Mullen, Dawson Lay. I mean, you can just continue to go right down the line. Austin Miller, Colson Starner, you know, two offensive linemen, sophomores, offensive linemen that they got quality time last year as freshman for us, have done a great job. And, you know, we're just Dylan Hershberger. Again, you could just continue to go right down the line. You got kids like Peyton Miller, who's a junior, Brady Winters, Corey Stress. You know, I'm sure you'll talk to them later, but, you know, they're juniors that are very good ball players for us. Ethan Roden, I mean, you can just continue right down the line. Austin Farron, and I hate to name kids because you never want to leave a kid out.
Yeah, but, it's tough, yeah.
Jace Briggs, another sure. junior. So, but, you know, the positive is you're getting those kids back. The negative is we're inexperienced,
sure.
But we're gaining experience each week. And, you know, like you said, Eric, you talk about respond. We've talked about respond all year. You know, we can't control the events that happen, but we've responded very well to those events. Can't control the outcome either. You know what? We respond, and we try to get better each week, and that's how we've been.
Coach, do you think some of that youth showed in that week three game, the loss to Danville? You led 20-9 at the end of three quarters, and then Danville went on a run.
You know, that game was kind of a shock to us, I think. You know, we know they're a very good football team. At one time, Dalton was number two in the state, and Danville was number four, and we had played them both in the first 3 weeks. And, you know, we got out to a big lead on them, 20-3, I believe, at one time, and we had a shot to make it 27-3. And, you know, I wouldn't say we panicked. I think it was just a shock. You know, we talked all week about weathering the storm and continuing to get better as the game went on, and we did. And unfortunately, and you know, things started to snowball late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter. But we didn't execute, and a lot of that inexperience is why we didn't execute. But again, I think we've executed better the last couple of weeks. No disrespect again to the teams we've played, but Danville's a very good football team, and you can't make those mistakes. You can't not execute against a team like Danville.
Well, Danville, that loss will help you not only this year, but it'll help you next year because, like you said, you've got everybody back. What, do you have six seniors, if I counted right? And you have everybody back. You have Brady back for another year. He'll be a senior next year. So this loss will help everybody, and it's already helped you this year. It's paid dividends.
Yeah, it will. You know, and one of the things I think our team's finally starting to realize is we're a pretty good football team also. You know, we got beat, obviously, handed to us against Dalton. But, we, like I said, we responded very well since then. And I think our kids are starting to gain confidence, which is huge. You know, you got senior leadership with Dylan Donaldson and Ryan Allshire. Those two are doing great jobs for us, our two senior captains. And but, yes, it will definitely pay off in the long run.
You know, let's go on to the next week, and you get TCC. You beat them on the hill there in Sugar Creek, 42-6. You were up at 35-0 at the half. Another big win. It doesn't count as an IVC win anymore, but still a confidence-building win.
Yeah, especially after a tough loss in week three. Again, I think our kids responded well, and we were able to get even some of our other younger kids in, you know, and some of our older kids that don't necessarily get time. And those guys deserve to be on the field. And when you know, you're up 35-0 at halftime, like you said, you know, you get those other kids in that haven't gotten to play a whole lot, you know, especially after two losses in those first, you know, two of the first 3 weeks. So, and those other kids come in, and the seniors come in, and they play well, and they're prepared, and they've earned that honor. And, you know, we do everything we can to make sure they're our first subs in the game, whether the game's in hand or out of hand.
Coach, how would you describe the development of your young quarterback, again, sophomore quarterback, Dawson Lay, so far this year?
Well, one of the things we talked about Friday night, you know, is just let him play. And he has done a much better job. I think the game is starting to slow down for him. You know, the first couple games I was in his ear, even, you know, right before the snap, and I think that affected him a little bit. So, you know, I think when we just let him play, he's done a great job. And, you know, he's going to make those sophomore mistakes. We know that. We understand that. But he's doing a tremendous job. He's really developed his running game. He's become a running threat. I know he's had over 100 yards in one, if not two, games. He's done a tremendous job there for us as well. So very, very pleased with the progression that he has made, and very excited about his future.
How much has it helped Dawson to have somebody like Brady Winters to hand the ball off to and have his experience? Brady was on the team last year and the year before that as well, but to have Brady's leadership and to help a young quarterback like that?
Oh, it's priceless. Brady's done a great job for us, and Dawson's done a great job reading defenses for us when we are running the ball as well. And that's one of the things about Dawson. He's a very smart football player. You know, he really sees the hole well, makes cuts well, knows when to get downhill and run downhill. But, yeah, I know it makes him feel a lot more comfortable with Brady sitting there beside him. And I think if I was in Dawson's position, I'd feel a lot more comfortable too.
You know, you've had over Brady's had over about 310 or 11 yards the last 2 weeks. We'll go on to Malvern now. Big win on the road, your second big road test of the year. Going to Malvern, you weren't real sure what to think of the Malvern Hornets, and you know, going up there is always tough to play up there. It was a hot night. It was, you know, muggy and just one of them summer nights that, you know, you could get injuries, you could get cramps, but your team showed up to play, and you know, a 43-12 win. That's a big road win for you guys.
It was, you know, all the, you know, our hats are off to Malvern. They fought very hard in the first half. I think just pure numbers, we were able to wear them down a little bit. Our defense played phenomenal in the first half of that. We gave up one big pass play down about the 6 or 7 yard line. And they, you know, that was our one touchdown before halftime. When we went for it on fourth down, we should have punted the ball, and they were able to drive it down and score and get a cheap one right before half. So, but, you know, we felt very confident in our defense, the way our defense was playing the whole first half. And, you know, but we responded. Like you said, Eric, we talk about it a lot. Really do. We talk about responding a lot. And at halftime, we talked about responding. And Dawson came out and drove. Actually, Brady in the second half just came out and said, "Coach, give me the ball." And we did. We threw the ball one time in the second half, and Brady did a great job. But, you know, he'll give all of us, as I said Friday night, give all the credit to our offensive line that has done a tremendous job gelling together. They're very young. We start two juniors, two sophomores, and a senior up front, and that group has become a very, very tight group. They communicate very well, and you know, we're really excited about them. But you know, we did. We put the ball in Brady's hands and in Dawson's hands. I think Dawson was 14 of 16 in the first half. I mean, he would have been 13 of 15 in the first half. So. And one of those was an interception. So
it was complete then, right?
Yeah, it was complete. Yeah. Just the wrong color team, yes.
You mentioned winners in that game last week. He was Joe's Hats Off Award winner, 18 carries, 154 yards, two touchdowns. Yeah, whatever you said at halftime, bottle that stuff up, because your team came out and scored 19 unanswered in the third to kind of put Malvern away. That's a sign of growth, though, because we mentioned that Danville game earlier where you guys were up going into the fourth, weren't able to close it out. Now your team, you know, able to close out a game.
Yeah, and we did. And again, we responded very well. Our kids believe, really, they do. They really do love each other. They're a very tight-knit group that it's a lot of fun to be around. And we did. We grew from week three when we gave up the lead, and we were able to finish that game, put that game away.
You know, last year we've talked about this at nauseam, maybe just you and I, but that leadership that you had on those senior class, how much did it help this team this year? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't measure that. I mean, what we had last year with those 18 seniors and all eight, I think 17 of the 18 started, and but our young guys in our locker room really look up to our older guys in the leadership, and it has really helped. You know, you go from 18 seniors last year to 7 this year. We would only had 6. Tommy Havranek has came out and done a great job for us so far. So, you know, it throws in our 7th senior. But the leadership, you know, when you got guys like R.J. Jacobs and Joel Honingford and Tanner Petit and Gunnar Angel and Ian Hirschberger. I mean, again, Dawson, you just go right down that list. And but those guys have done a great job. They really took our underclassmen under their wing. I really love the culture that we have in our locker room. And you know, we got to thank Ryan Taggart a lot for that. He's done a great job with our leadership meetings and those types of things. So, just fun group to be around.
Yeah, and I saw some of that leadership when I was out at a practice early in August. We were out there and watching, and I won't name any names, but there was a couple kids straggling into practice late, and a couple of your upperclassmen were like, "Hey, you're late, run. You're late, run." You know, and they took off, and I mean, I'm like, wow, that's just – And I know who was saying it, but I'm not gonna call anybody out on the air. But you know, it was really neat to see. Like, doesn't matter who you are, you're gonna be a leader on this team, and then that's the culture that you're building.
That's a good thing they don't do that here at WTUZ. I'd still be running out there. Hey, you're late. You got to run. Coach Joel Huntingford, he's giving you tickets to the Big House, right? See that Buckeyes game later this year, isn't he?
Well, he's hooked me up with the Cincinnati game, so there I don't know go. If I'll get the Ohio State.
There yeah, that, you go. That was a little hard to look at those pictures with you and that shirt. I know you're proud of it, Matt. How much have you talked to Joel this season?
A lot. In the last couple of weeks here, not quite as much, but you know, during camp we talk often. And
is he doing good? Everything?
He's doing well. He's good. You know, that's a shock when you're going from Division VI or V football, high school football, to the highest level. But he's done a great job, and he's made it through the toughest part. You know, that first year as a freshman, not knowing what to expect. And when we talked after the Cincinnati game, we went out to eat, and you know, it was definitely a different person than I'd talked to on the phone a couple weeks prior. So I'm very proud of him.
Remember, folks, we're on Facebook and Twitter at 99.9 FM WTUZ, Big Z Sports on Facebook, and it's at @Big_Z Sports there on Twitter. Don't forget the Weaver Appliance text line. Coach will join us shortly again to talk about their big game coming up this week, taking on the Claymont Mustangs. But Joe, after the break, a few more special guests,
yep,
right?
After this timeout, we're going to talk to Ryan Allshire, Dylan Donaldson, Brady Winters, and Corey Stress, the four captains for the Pirates. That's all coming up after this timeout here on Z Country 99.9.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly. A dead battery can leave you stranded, so get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need a replacement? Purchase a Superstart Extreme or Superstart Platinum battery and get up to $25 in O'Reilly gift cards after a mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall has arrived, and so have the latest trends at JCPenney. Starting Thursday, save 50% on your favorite styles of select apparel, accessories, and fine jewelry. Save on Exertion activewear, Arizona apparel for the family, and St. John's Bay apparel for him and her. No coupons needed for these savings. Plus, get up to 80% off final markdowns in-store and at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Prices valid 9/28 to 10/1 in-store only. Selections vary by store while supplies last. Savings on regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek is known for their pizzas, but have you ordered their Parlor Sub? It's made to order with ham, pepperoni, lettuce, onions, tomatoes, banana peppers, with a special blend of provolone and smoked provolone, and Pizza Parlor's homemade Italian dressing in a fresh bun baked to perfection. Get it delivered to Sugar Creek, Baltic, Ragersville, Winfield, and Dundee areas. Open through 11 p.m. on Fridays for after-game hunger. The Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek, 330-852-4888.
When it first debuted, the Mazda CX-5 was built with the belief that a car can make everything about driving better. Not just for the driver, but for the passengers too. Today, over 1.4 million Mazda CX-5s later, we're happy to say the drivers have responded enthusiastically. Bill Hout is here for Chuck Nicholson Mazda in Dover. Even though it was an immediate success, Mazda always keeps pushing to improve, and improve they did, with the all-new redesigned 2017 Mazda CX-5. Visit Chuck Nicholson Mazda today and experience the new Mazda CX-5, improved inside and out with over 250 meticulous enhancements. Test drive a Mazda CX-5 and enjoy Mazda's renowned driving dynamics. That's Chuck Nicholson Mazda, 98 South Worcester Avenue in Dover, where driving matters.
Pete, how's life with your three-year-old?
She's got a lot of questions.
Why?
I see what you mean. And I bet you have questions about life insurance.
Why?
Well, because you need to protect your family.
Why?
An Allstate agent can give you simple answers about life insurance. Plus, when you apply, you'll get a free biometric wellness report with recommendations for leading a happier, healthier life.
Why? I mean, that sounds great.
It's good to be in good hands.
Ask New Philadelphia and Coshocton Allstate agent Michael Taylor about life insurance today.
Life insurance offered through Allstate Life Insurance Company and Allstate Assurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're the home of Big Z Sports, 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Show, the Extra Point Edition presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, and Eric McElroy. Big thank you to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek for the food tonight. And, you know, if you want to get a hold of us, WTUZ, Big Z Sports, follow us on Twitter at @big_Z Sports. And, of course, our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399.
There's a reason Pizza Parlor doubled up on normally what they bring us this week.
Well, we have more guys here than we normally
do.
Yeah,
I guess you're right.
Jeremiah was very excited. So I pulled in. I'm like, wow, what's all this? And he's like, oh, just taking care of the guys, you know. So.
That's how he rolls.
It helps the Corey.
He'll take care of anybody.
Yes, he will. He takes care of us all the time. So, and Corey does work for him, doesn't he? I forgot about that. Yeah. So we're going to talk week six real quick with Coach Wallach first before we bring in the players. And Coach Claymont, this week, first time you've played him in the regular season probably ever. Obviously a new IVC member. They are 4-1 on the year. They're playing well defensively. Their only loss to New Philadelphia. Your thoughts on Claymont?
Claymont is a very athletic, good football team. So a lot of team speed. You know, they've got some nice running backs, a nice quarterback that has done very well when you try to load up the box. So they're definitely going to be a challenge.
Yeah, Joe, you mentioned Claymont. They're hot, 4-in-a-row. Garraway also. I mean, Coach, you're one of the hotter teams in the area, too. 3 wins out of your last 4 games. You mentioned their quarterback. He's coming along. He's young, just like your quarterback as well. But one thing Coach Lasecki has mentioned, not only his offense week in and week out since that week 1 game, but it's his defense, too. I mean, I'm sure you've seen film. Their defense is pretty impressive.
Yeah. You know, a lot of those guys are playing both ways. They're skill kids. They're, like I said, they're very fast. They're athletic and they're a big play offense. You know, they run somewhat of a wing tee out of the shotgun, and you know, they like to run a jet and a down and a buck. And but those guys, they're scoring 73-yard touchdowns, 50-yard touchdowns, 40-yard touchdowns, and you know, that's what we've got to try to do. We've got to try to limit those big plays. And you know, defensively, they're very aggressive. You know, so we've got to make sure that we're taking care of the football and not giving them extra opportunities.
Coach, practice this week. How's it been? How are the guys responding? A hot week of practice. Talk about that.
Yeah, it has been very warm. You and I talked a little bit before we came on air. That's like 2-a-days here in the middle of September, the end of September. So, you know, we were very blessed with the weather we had in August, even at the end of July during our camp times. The first 2 weeks, you know, we were wearing long pants on the sideline. The last 2 weeks, we've been in shorts. So it's been a great week of practice. Like I said before, our leadership does a great job of keeping us focused and blocking out the heat. And, you know, yesterday wasn't the greatest day, but I thought, again, we responded very well today, and we came out. We were very smooth on both sides of the ball. So, you know, we'll finish things up tomorrow, wrap things up tomorrow, and shore some things up, and, you know, look forward to playing Friday night.
You said shore some things up and looked right in his direction over there, Coach. Was that a subliminal message there?
It was.
That's
not
like a subliminal LeBron message right there, almost. The Garraway Pirates last week over Malvern, 43-12. They're 3-2. Claymont, 4-1. They beat Sandy Valley 46-7 last week. Coach, if your team does what well, you can give us a few things if you want, or one, and whatever you want to say. But if your team does what well, you'll come out with a victory on Friday.
Offensively, I think we have to take care of the football. That's going to be one of the big keys. They've created a lot of turnovers. Defensively, we got to limit the big plays. If we can force them to drive the ball, I think Philly's the only one that we've seen so far that's been able to really slow them down and not give up the big play. So that's going to be the key defensively, is not giving up the big play. And offensively, we got to take care of the football.
Awesome, Coach. We look forward to talking to you Friday.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yep, that's Garraway Head Football Coach Jason Wallach joining us here on the Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. Next segment, we're going to bring in the players, Ryan Allshire, Dylan Donaldson, Brady Winters, and Corey Stress. After this on Z Country 99.9.
We're the home of Big Z Sports, 99.9 WTUZ. You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show, the Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, and Eric McElroy. Big thank you again to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek for the food tonight. We're also on Facebook Live, WTUZ, Big Z Sports. Jump on and check us out. Like our page if you have not. You'll get to see highlights from these guys each and every week. And we are joined by the Garraway Pirates. We have senior Ryan Allshire, junior Brady Winters, senior Dylan Donaldson, and junior Corey Stress. Guys, Brady, I'll start with you. First of all, congratulations on a great season. The last couple of weeks, you've kind of been that the pirate workhorse, so to speak.
Thank you. I appreciate that, but I don't find that to be true.
How do you like having all these young sophomores on your team and everything? I mean, I know they're young. Sometimes they may make mistakes, even if they make plays. But I'm sure you guys probably give them a hard time here and there, right? Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. These young guys, it's actually great having them around us. I mean, we learned a lot from the older guys. You know, graduating 18 last year, we learned a lot from them. But no, I think it's good to have the younger guys around. It's a great experience for them too.
Brady, you were on that team. Well, all of you were on that team, but you've been around a varsity starter for 3 years now.
Right.
What did you learn from that senior class?
You know, I learned a lot from that senior class. I did watch them very closely. They were a very tight-knit group, as Coach Wallach always says. But yeah, I learned a lot from them. One of the biggest things, though, that I'll probably just touch on is that, like, having your brothers back, you know what I mean? It was crazy how, you know, coming kind of from a different school into Garaway my freshman year, it was just kind of crazy the amount of love that this team had for each other, and it was just something that kind of threw me for a whirl. So
that's what team sports is really all about. Brady, what positions you play and what number you wear out there on the field?
I wear number 20 out there on the field, and I am a running back and wide receiver.
All right. Hey, last week, 18 carries, 154 yards, 2 touchdowns. You got your cap, right? You got your stocking cap.
Yes, I do.
Wear that proud, sir. Yeah, wear that proud, Joe.
Next guy, we're going to talk to Ryan Alshire, senior offensive lineman. Ryan, you're one of the captains here as well. 4 years under with Coach Wallach. You've been through a lot as a Garaway Pirate. Talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on the season.
Pretty glad that we have younger guys, and you can be kind of their role model as there was older guys as my role models back in the day when they left. And it's not only about learning about football, it's about life lessons that I've learned from these guys. And about the season, I'm pretty proud of what we got going here and how we're going to respond each day as a coach, and one of our Coach Taggart talks to us a lot about it.
Wow, these kids are talking about a brotherly love and life lessons. Wow, that's Garaway football for you right there. Ryan, listen, 18 carries, 154 yards last week, but I mean, come on, how many yards is he getting without you out there blocking for him, buddy? We need to get him a cap, Joe. We need to get him a cap, too.
We'll get him one.
I just let the man go to work back there, and I say follow my big butt to the end zone.
Okay, perfect. I
Ryan,
really don't know
real
what to
quick,
say after
you,
that.
You mentioned, you know, you're a senior. These other younger kids are looking up to you now. When you were in their position, you were a freshman, sophomore. Who did you look up to on the team?
I looked up to Joel Honiford as a big role model to me. And just like all the other older guys, you kind of respect them. It's not like nowadays when a younger kid can talk back to an older kid. That's how it is. But I just earn their respect because they're older.
Right. What other sports you play, Ryan?
I play baseball, and that teaches you a lot of life lessons, too.
Awesome.
Go Tribe, by the way, right? Go Indians.
Oh yeah, go Tribe.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Windians.
We'll bring in Dylan Donaldson next. Dylan, you're a senior captain as well. Talk about your season, position you play, number you wear, that type of thing.
I'm a linebacker and I'm number 30. I think the year's been going pretty good so far. We didn't start out how we wanted it to be, but we definitely responded well, and I think we're right on track to where we want to go.
Again, all these young guys around. You're one of the rare seniors on this team, right? How many seniors are there on the team?
I think we have around 7.
7?
Yeah.
Good grief. All right. Yeah. You're an oddity then this year.
I guess.
Hey, you play any other sports at Garaway?
I also run track.
Do you?
Yep.
You look like a tall, lengthy kid that could run track. Don't know if you could beat Chris Kale in a foot race, though. He brags a lot about it.
Dylan, I asked that question to Ryan. What guys did you look up to coming up through the program?
Oh, I looked up to pretty much all of them, but I think two guys that stood out to me is Ty Hampshire and Quinn Miller. I mean, I'm still pretty good friends with them right now, and they've definitely taught me a lot about football and life.
All right, new nickname, Double D out there, all right?
All right.
Dylan Donaldson, he's not down for that. It's okay. You don't have to go by it.
And we'll bring in our final guide, one of the young ones, junior Corey Stress, another captain, a junior captain along with Brady Winters. Corey, talk to us about your season and obviously what position you play, number you wear, and what's your thoughts on the season so far?
I'm number 8. I'm a linebacker.
our season's been good. I mean, it didn't start out just like Dylan said. It didn't start out we like, but I think we're getting a lot better, and that's just what we have to do. We got to get better every day, and we got to keep improving, and I think we will.
Brady, big game this week at Claymont. Okay, they're one of the hottest teams in the area. You're coming in hot. 3 wins out of your last 4 games. What do you got as one of the leaders, one of the captains of the team? What do you guys need to do well on Friday to get a victory on the road?
I think we just need to come out and execute. Like Coach Wallach said, Claymont's a good athletic team, and it's not going to be easy by any means. So we're going to have to come out, and we're going to have to play some smash-mouth football because that's the type of team that they are. So we got to get on their level, and we got to play with them. We just got to execute.
Well, guys, we can't thank you enough to finally come in and talk to us and visit with us here on the Big Z Sports
Show. Bunch of well-spoken kids.
Yes, they are. We enjoy talking about you guys every week and talking to Coach Wallach, and we appreciate you listening to us on the bus as well. This week, it's a home game, but next time you get on the road and you're on your way back from a game, get a selfie of the bus and send it to us or something.
Weaver Appliance text line, boys, all right? They're out there in Sugar Creek in your neck of the woods. State Route 39 in Sugar Creek.
So, best of luck the rest of the season, especially this week. And I know we'll talk to Coach Wallach a lot the rest of the year, but we'll definitely be keeping track of you guys the rest of the season.
Good luck, guys. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yep, that's the Garraway Pirates, Ryan Allshire, Dylan Donaldson, Brady Winters, and Corey Stress joining us here on the Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. Well, one last time out, come back, and we're going to talk week 6 after we come back on Z Country 99.9.
You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back to the Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, and Eric McElroy, Chris Kale. Working tonight up in Youngstown.
So working.
Chris, whatever it is that you're doing up there, we appreciate your service.
And, need those sheets, Chris.
We need those sheets. We need to start studying now. Come on. He's in the alarm room, I think, tonight.
Be Friday before we know it.
Yes, it will. And a big thank you to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek again for delicious food. Jeremiah hooked us up big time this week.
Can't say it enough. Each and every single week, Joe, they've hooked us up except for last week when we were at the Tuscarawas County Fair. But, Pizza Parlor 5, love it.
He does a great job. Again, big thank you to Garraway head football coach Jason Wallach and his players, senior Ryan Allshire, senior Dylan Donaldson, junior Brady Winters, and junior Corey Stress, all 4 captains for the Pirates in 2017. We're going to talk week 6 now of the high school football season. Some big games we have covered for you this week. First, we'll start off with Dover 3-2, and they welcome in Steubenville, and Tim Plants will be at that game.
Yeah, Steubenville, the Big Red 5-0. Dover, as we've mentioned, struggling the past few weeks. Okay, they started 3-0, right? They beat Lake in week 2, and they struggled against Worcester in week 3, then 2 straight losses since then.
Yeah, it's an injury factor, I think, but you know what? Dre Hess played last week, so let's see if he can get on back on track and see if they can, get a win here against Steubenville this week. That's over at Crater Stadium in Dover on Friday night. Again, Dover 3-2, Steubenville 5-0. Tim Plants has that game covered for you. New Philadelphia travels down to Marietta. New Philadelphia 5-0 on the season. Marietta, I'm not sure. I think they're 3-2. Adam Soweski, as he's known by. So he will cover that game for you. New Philadelphia playing well. Coach Dennison said in the post game last Friday that they finally put a complete game together.
Yeah, they certainly have. That's another young team in the area. You think about it. Their quarterback Baron May, he's a sophomore, right? Because he was a freshman playing in those playoff games last year. Listen, there's going to be ups and downs. I mean, with their schedule, New Philly's played a couple tough teams. They're still 5-0, so they're still in great shape.
They are in very good shape, and they travel down to Marietta. Long bus ride, but you know what? I think the Quakers will be ready for the Tigers. The Garraway Pirates, who we just talked about, they're 3-2 on the air. They will be at home on the hill in Sugar Creek to take on the Claymont Mustangs, who are 4-1. Keith Thomas and Jeremiah Johnson will have that game covered for us. Going to be a fun game. Going to be an interesting game to see, how Claymont handles the 5 wide and how Garraway can handle the physicality of Claymont's run game.
Yeah, Claymont coming in winning 4 games in a row and Garraway winners of 3 out of their last 4. So two of the hotter teams in the area clashing on Friday night.
Yep, and then Sandy Valley takes on TCC. Sandy Valley 1-4. TCC is 2-3. Riley Benson and our new guy, Josh Lewis. I'm not sure where I'm going to have Josh. I might send him to the
Jay
next.
Lou.
I might send Josh down to Indian Valley and Ridgewood, but we'll have Josh somewhere as well. But Sandy Valley 1-4, TCC 2-3. Riley will definitely have that game covered for us. For the Cardinals and Saints. And, of course, Indian Valley, they're at home taking on Ridgewood. Indian Valley 5-0 and Ridgewood 4-1. Shannon Thomas will definitely be at that game for us in Midvale. But the rest of the schedule, Eric?
Well, you were going out of order from what I have. So,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't know where you left off. I gave up on it pretty much. Here, you want it? There you go. Good luck with that, Joe.
I can do it. We have Newcomerstown and Tusky Valley. We have Strasburg, Buckeye Trail, Malvern at East Canton, Carrollton and West Branch, and West Holmes taking on Worcester. Some of the other
proud
games,
of you there.
Some of the other games that we're going to talk about this week, and of course, you know, a lot of big games in Week 6. The conference on the IVC schedule actually counts now. Week 6 is when it all starts to matter. The games the last couple of weeks were crossover games, and, you know, they count on the record, but not necessarily towards an IVC championship. But these games now count, and I think the football is going to intensify. I think it's going to get even better than it has the first 5 weeks.
We have it narrowed down to two for our game of the week. We're still kind of undecided. We can might as well mention the two we have in mind. It's Indian Valley and Ridgewood and Claymont and Garraway. We don't know. We don't know what we're doing yet. We'll find out tomorrow.
We will announce it later on. Check out Facebook, WTUZ, yeah. Big Z Sports, and, of course, Twitter at @big_Z Sports. We'll announce our game of the week coming up. Might be by the end of the night tonight or even first thing in the morning.
We'll see you guys Friday.
Yep, absolutely. With that, this week's edition of the WTUZ Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. It'll come to an end. We'll see you Friday night beginning at 5:30 with the Big Z Sports Show, starting with 5:30 with our pregame and our tailgate, going all the way up to 11 o'clock with our postgame edition, talking to coaches and talking to stringers as well. And that's brought to you by DAC Vitamins and Minerals. That's all beginning this Friday at 5:30. For Eric McElroy, I'm Joe Geckler saying thanks for listening to this week's edition of The Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. Right here on Z Country 99.9.
The Big Z Sports Extra Point has been presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Be listening this Friday beginning at 5:30 for game night with Big Z Sports. And join us next Wednesday at 6 p.m. for the Big Z Sports Extra Point. This has been a straight up deadly earnest presentation of Big Z Sports.